Line quality brings depth and character and tells a stronger story when you're using strokes. You're going to apply this when you do your building. So here's a video covering what I demonstrated in class on about how to bring line quality, show highlights and shadows in something like a window. And remember, in your buildings, when you work on that practice, you want to have this kind of depth in your windows. What I'm going to show here is a single window. How we would do multiple windows in the same perspective plane is going to be different. And I'm going to show you that in class, and I'll make a little video for that. But for right now, let's think about what's the best way to do this, that's we're going to get it done as quickly as possible and have it coming out looking nice and professional like this. Well, you guys all know that I think using a template is a really good idea. So what I did is I selected the window in this document. Remember, we screenshotted this from the textbook from Design Across the Disciplines and brought it into this file, and I made a nice little light source so you can see how you would weight those strokes for that light source. So I'm going to put that template here, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure I have a stroke in black. It really doesn't matter the weight right now. And I'm going to come over and grab the rectangle tool. And I'm going to go ahead and just make this outside rectangle. And now I am going to care a little bit about the stroke. I'm going to think about what weight this light stroke should be. Well, because I've drawn this several times, I happen to know it's like a 0.75. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make it a 0.75. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and make that inner box. And I'm going to leave that at 0.75. And what I'll do right now is I'm going to bring down the layer so you guys can see this a little bit better. Don't pay too much attention to my layers because I'm using this for teaching, so they're going to be a little confusing. And I'm going to go ahead and no, I built those in the same layer, so I got to turn them off here. I'm going to go ahead and turn off the things that are behind here so I can show you how I'm going to change these strokes. So one of the cool things you can do, and we learned this with the Canon, is if we select the middle of a line and hit copy paste, it will copy and paste that particular stroke. Okay. If I go to a corner and select a corner and do a copy paste, it will actually give me the whole corner. So what I want to do is I want that whole corner, and then I'm going to weight up that stroke to what I think the weight should be. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to select that corner again and hit delete. And notice it got rid of the whole corner, both strokes to that corner. So now I'm going to take my black arrow and I'm going to click on this line and I'm just going to nicely tuck it in there. And I've got that outside done. Now I'm going to do the same thing with the inner, but notice because the light is coming this way and because there's a frame around that double hung window, this frame is sticking out. It's going to cast a shadow. So I now want this corner. So the white arrow, I'm going to select that corner. I'm going to do, whoops. Apparently that's not working, but if I, let's see if this should work. Nothing worse than making a video and having, should work now. Nope, it's not. Okay, working on that end, but not on this end. That's kind of crazy. Oh, I think I know what's wrong because I have that image back there. I should have thought of this. It's hiding behind that image. So, see, even your professor makes screw-ups and doesn't know what's going on. So now I can go ahead and I'm going to select this with my black arrow and I'm going to go ahead and just make that a little more weight. and line it up really nicely. And you want to kind of have that nice, even look around. That's why I used a template. If you're not using a template, then you might want to make little boxes to get it, or you can make the two rectangles and then use the align tool to make them perfectly aligned. Remember we did the circles with the cannons? Be the same principle. So now that I have that portion done, I'm going to think about making this strip right down the middle. So to save myself time, I'm going to go grab with the white arrow the lighter weight, because the light is coming and hitting the inside here. And I clicked in the middle of that, so I'd get one. Now I could turn that template back on if I want, and I can line it up. Oh, almost hit it perfect even without using the thing. And now I'm going to turn that template off again for a minute. And I'm going to go grab one of the heavier copy paste. See how well I can visualize it. Turn the template back on for a minute. Oh, pretty darn close. I think I could make it a little less. And now I have that strip to go straight down, and I'll just make sure that's nicely tucked under. I can go adjust a little bit later. Now I'm going to make one of these bars that goes across. So I'm going to do the same thing. See how I'm using copy paste? I don't even have to change the stroke weights in this case. Sometimes you do, but in this case I don't. And I'm gonna go grab this one. And then I'm gonna get that nice, try to get that nice even spacing. Let's turn the template on and see how close I came. So I'm gonna, whoops. Going to lock that template down now so it doesn't move like that. And go ahead and move that. Oh, nailed it. Line it up. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to select both of those and do a copy paste, because it's the same thing up here. And the beauty about doing copy paste is not only is it saving me a lot of time, but it's also getting all those widths perfect. And I'm going to do one more. You actually can do a paste, because Illustrator remembers the last thing you copied. And then all I have to do is just move that bottom one. And I'm going to turn the template off again. And I'm going to make that one just a wee bit heavier, because that's where the windows kind of overlap each other. And they're going to be... I'll bring up my stroke window. I was using my stroke from my properties window up above. I'm just going to make that a little thicker, because that's where the double hung windows go over top of each other. And it's going to be a little darker because there's a little more dimension there. Now, we're almost done. What we're going to do now is we're going to get rid of the parts of the lines we don't need. So I'm going to start here in the middle, and I'm going to select this line. And you could either use the add anchor point tool or the scissors tool. I'm going to use the scissors tool, which is over here under the eraser. And I'm going to go where those two meet and clip and clip. And when it gives me a hard time like that, I just go to another spot. See how it cut the wrong line? So when it gives me a hard time like that, I just go back and select the line. Just going to go in here and clip it. It's really good idea to blow it up big, because then look how clean and nice I've cut it. And I'm going to take my scissors tool and do the same thing over here. I can actually see where that anchor point is going to go and whether or not it's going to tuck under nice. And then I use my white arrow to select it and delete it. So we're good with that one. Now up here and on the bottom, we're going to do something a little different. And let me blow this up even bigger for you guys. So I'm going to take and select that line, take my scissors tool, clip, clip, see if it'll let me go right over here. Yep, it did. And now I'm going to take my white arrow, and I can click on that part I want to get rid of. And if I hold my shift key and click on, oh, see how it didn't cut it right? So I'm going to go take my scissors tool because I needed to be cut here. I think what I did is I cut what was underneath. So with that selected, I'm going to hold my shift key, click on that. So see those two parts that are selected? Now I can do delete and it takes both of them. So what, that's what happened. See how it cut the line underneath? So now I'm going to come over here and clip that. Take my white arrow and select this. You'll get really good at this and you'll get to where often you don't even need to select a line. You know which line is forward and you just clip it. But for learning like this, this is good enough. So that's selected. I'm going to come over here and click shift. And notice now both all that's gone. Now I'm blown up a lot. So I'm not going to worry too much about how well, because as I get down to 100%, but if it's really bothering you, if when you blow it down to 100%, it doesn't look, you can just always go up here and tuck them under. But you know what? This is looking pretty good. And I'm going to do the same thing down here. If you hold your shift key, what you don't want to do is get them crooked. We're going to do the same thing down here. Since this line is selected, I'm going to take my scissors tool. See, there's already a cut there, but I think it's a little too far down. So I'm going to cut it right there. And I'm going to cut it there. And then I'm going to come over here. Let's see if I'm lucky. Nope, it cut it this way. So I'm going to cut those two parts. I'm going to select this one and hold my shift key and select this one and delete. And now I'm going to select this line, take my scissors tool. It takes patience. The outcome can be pretty cool. I just went ahead and just deleted that. And now I'm gonna do this one. The more you practice, the better you're gonna get. And since I'm here, hold my shift key. Tucked it in and voila. Look at this gorgeous window. And if I want to, I could add that handle. In this case, we added the handle and shaded on the other side. I don't know if I like that anymore. I think I'm going to try a little something else. I think I'm going to take the ellipse tool. I'm going to take this down to like 0.75. And you know how sometimes they have those like curved, like my windows have like a little curved one. I think I'm going to make it a little curved. Bring it over here. Kind of line it up in the middle there. Line those, maybe it needs to be just a wee bit bigger. You could experiment. You could go off and Google a double hung window, get one of those big box stores that have nice professional photos and get a look at what a window handle like that would look like. Now I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to delete this bottom part. I'm going to get rid of that little bit of anchor point stuff there. And then I don't know if I like how heavy that is. I think I'm going to make it a little lighter. And I don't think I'm going to change the weights this time. I think I'm going to leave the same weight in both sides. So, yep, scissors tool. Cut that side. Cut this side. Take away the middle. And there's my window with that little handle to bring it up. And your interpretation can be different. So I hope that helps. This is how to use line quality by changing the weight of the strokes, considering which way the light is coming. The light comes in and hits the top, and that's the highlight, and it shadows underneath the parts that stick out. And look how much more beautiful this looks than just drawing simple lines. So don't forget to go back and use the samples in the textbook that shows you the both of them. And hope that helps. Bye, guys.